Yes, this Tuesday, September 29th, news stories talking about the news tonight that will be made with the presidential debate. If we have a few words on that, we have to have something that would be appropriate music-wise, if we may borrow from our CBS friends, since we're a CBS affiliate. That's kind of got a news coverage sounding feel to it now, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes.
I just like that.
Kind of forward moving.
Yeah.
As we look to the future.
Uplifting. Who composed this? Dare I would say John Williams, because he composes everything, but I don't know if that's the case or not. Anyway, let's get the particulars out of the way. The debate tonight, 9 o'clock coverage time. WSGW will have for you both on 100.5 and 790, and it will also be online at WSGW.com. And we invite you to listen in, as much as we know that there is television coverage. However, not everyone can be in front of a broadcast of television content, so the radio or audio broadcast content we present to you here with WSGW.
And there'll be six 15-minute segments, including all of the topic areas you would expect that they are going to talk about.
Chris Wallace will attempt to talk about. If I understand correctly, coverage starts at 9. The debate will start shortly after that, and it's scheduled to go to like 10:30.
90 minutes, and then there'll be a half hour of analysis afterward.
So that's the particulars. Now, see if you agree with me on this. So the first thing, of course, one of the things that will be happening throughout the debate, of course, is that social media is going to explode on both sides.
Right.
From people who, of course, are making comments. Some news organizations will be doing their best to actually do some type of, I guess I'll say, proper coverage, if you will. There'll be the partisans who'll be out doing whatever they can to take down the other candidate, which of course means they're not really paying attention. They're just hearing a little snippet here and going, did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
Compare it to this and this and this. Like, well, are you hearing what they're actually saying? Because you're spending so much time on social media that you're not really paying attention. First question, of course, we'll have is, what party will be the first to hit the send key on the mass emailing that goes out as soon as the debate ends to declare their particular candidate the winner?
And to give money.
Yeah, exactly right. Such and such won, and now we need more money in order to further the campaign.
Man,
to make
I'll
sure
be so glad when this campaign's over. I get so much of that spam.
Yeah. Which will be the first to send out from a party leader? In this case, I'm thinking maybe like a Nancy Pelosi or Mitch McConnell, you know, one of the big party leaders, of course, declaring their candidate as being, of course, the known winner, and why that particular candidate deserves to be in the White House. Of course, you saw the performance. This is why, insert name here, deserves to be in the White House, and insert name here, does not deserve to be in the White House.
Probably will be the DNC and RNC chairmen, I would guess.
Well, the chairman, you're right. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to hear both claiming that each candidate said such and such lie about the other candidate themselves, or whatever issue, of course, they support. And my favorite part of the coverage that will come from the partisanship is the fact-checking, where you know that there will be certain particular incidents of statements that will come forth, and one of the parties will fact-check it as absolutely 100% truthful. And the other party will, of course, 100% absolute lie.
Right.
Well, that's where it's important for the candidates to be up on their information so that they can challenge it right then and there.
And there'll be
that's
enough
part
of those.
Debate.
Yeah, there'll be enough of those statements that'll be made where there's probably just enough truth that the candidate or the party can claim that, well, that's true.
And, you're talking about all those political commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and Chris Wallace will not be allowed to do any kind of fact-checking either.
No.
And what's his role? His role is...
He wants people to not realize who the moderator was when it's all over.
Yeah.
Kind of like the, if I may use the sports analogy, the umpire in a baseball game, the referee in a football game.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know who it is at the end of the game, they did a good job.
Yeah, they did
exactly.
A good job.
Yes.
Right.
And speaking of political ads, what ads may come forth with whatever moment happens in the debate tonight.
And how quickly will they air?
They roll them out.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Tonight's debate is tomorrow's political ad.
I was surprised how fast they turned one around after the president announced his choice for the Supreme Court. GOP had one rolled out. It was in the, I think it was almost the same day with her in it doing the commercial.
Yeah, with the technology that's available today, it's just like, man, you can...
Well, yeah, liberal groups already had some commercials out about Trump's taxes after that New York Times story yesterday. Mm-hmm. They turned that over real quick.
I mean, people who have that ability.
And it's not difficult nowadays, especially to do it online. Right.
And it used to be where obtaining some of the coverage, the soundbite or the picture, video, was that took time sometimes.
Right.
Not anymore.
No.
It's all there.
That's there. And a lot of times, you know, they can write the template, you know, and just have to add a few words here, a few words there. You know, paid for and I approve, and boom, there you go. Right. Hope we're not spoiling it for you tonight, folks. that's what's going to happen. And it's not going to happen just once. It's going to happen three times. As much as we're talking about tonight, remember there'll be two more after this, the 15th of October and the 22nd of October. We'll have coverage of those as well. And already next Wednesday, you have the vice presidential debate that's going to be going on. Right. There's only one of those, but we'll have coverage of you of that for you as well.
At least to bring them to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Senator Harris will get the spotlight once again, too, not just in the vice presidential debate against Vice President Pence, but when the Judicial Committee holds its hearings on the new Supreme Court nominee.
Oh, being a senator,
that's right. She's on the committee.
I remember that because they talked about
that. Ask questions.
You know that could affect some of the campaigning going on because, well, there was two sides to that. That it could affect that she couldn't be out, but the other one was that she'd be in the spotlight.
Yes, right. That's why they probably wouldn't mind throwing her in there.
Mm-hmm. So that's all a part of the things that are going on here in the 2020 campaign.
I'm just going to let you know what's going to be on my Twitter feed tonight. I'll be reading, wow, did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he said? Did you see what happened in that Yankees game? Go tune into it. So that's what's going to be happening probably with the baseball playoffs happening tonight, too.
That's a good point. There are distractions.
There are some distractions people may need. Yep.
The baseball playoffs getting underway.
Stanley Cup was a nice attraction last night.
It was.
Get away from all the political channels.
It was. Yeah.
Nothing like a game seven to get your attention.
Yeah.
So. And how cool it was, at least from my perspective, that Tampa Bay was a winner, of course, since our new Red Wings GM, Steve Yzerman, had so many years at Tampa Bay putting that team together.
That's right, put that team together. Yes, he did.
Yeah, successfully.
So now, Stevie.
Do it here in Detroit.
Yeah, right.
you are tasked to do the same thing for your Detroit Red Wings team.
So this goes on for, is it 90 minutes? Is that what they're saying? 90
Let's
minutes
say
debate?
90 minutes.
90-minute debate, and then there'll be a half hour of coverage on the network reaction afterwards.
Is there a break in between somewhere at the 45-minute mark?
No, there's no break.
Right through.
It is straight.
All right.
And our coverage will be straight through, too. It'll be 9 to 11
yep.
That you'll be able to hear what's going on. So.
Okay.
There you go, folks. Tonight, debate number one. Check it out for yourselves and find out what you think and form your own opinions because you'll get enough of the news coverage, analysis, and talk, and other things that will also perhaps come forth that you might take into consideration, but always your direct opinion is what is most important.